The name of the sermon today is Her Perfect Work. Her Perfect Work. The other day I was doing some Bible study for another sermon when I came across an intriguing verse, one you and I have no doubt read countless times. It's found in James 1. So I'll turn over to James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. What does that mean? Let patience have her perfect work. How can patience do a work? How can it make me perfect? And what is the meaning of the phrase wanting nothing? Today we're going to answer all of these questions and more as I encourage all of us to let patience have her perfect work. Let patience have her perfect work. What you're going to come to realize is patience is a fruit of the Spirit, as you know, and this really is applying to every principle of God, every fruit of the Spirit. So in this verse, we're using patience, but you could put in there, you know, let forgiveness, let compassion, you know, let honesty, let all of these things have their perfect work, because you're working with every one of God's principles. We will begin in the commentary for James 1:4. And everything we do today will be springing out of James 1 and verse 4. For the phrase, but let patience have a perfect work. Let it be fairly developed. Let it produce its appropriate effects without being hindered. Let it not be obstructed in its fair influence on the soul. So all of God's principles have an influence on your soul. So let it not be obstructed by murmurings, complaining, or rebellion. And I would interject there, also do not let it be hindered by you feeling unworthy. That's the topic of our next sermon, feeling unworthy. I can tell you right now, none of us are worthy. But we do not want to have that emotion of being unworthy. You can live with the fact that God is giving us, you know, the opportunity for eternal life. But we should never feel unworthy, because that emotion has an effect on your soul. So you don't want to have anything hindering you. Patience under trials is fitted to produce important effects on the soul. And we are not to hinder them in any manner by a perverse spirit, anything opposite of goodness. So every one of us is going to have to do a self-examination to see if there's anything about our life, our emotions, our mental tapes that we play for ourselves that might be standing in the way of godly principles having their perfect work. So it says, and we are not to hinder them in any manner by a perverse spirit or by opposition to the will of God. Everyone who is afflicted should desire that the fair effects of affliction should be produced on his mind, or that they should be produced in his soul precisely the results which the trial are adapted to accomplish. So we don't even want the trial that we might go through to be a hindrance to letting God's principles work. Let's look at the phrase, that ye may be perfect and entire. The meaning of this is explained in the following phrase, wanting nothing. That is, that there may be nothing lacking to complete your character. There may be elements of good character, which there are. All of the godly principles are elements of good character. And there may be sound principles, all of the principles of God that you read throughout the Word of God. But those principles may not be fully carried out so as to show what they are. So if we hinder it anyway, we're stopping the sound principles from being carried out to show what they are. We learn from these principles. When did you first learn about honesty? When did you first learn about telling the truth and not telling a lie? It had to be a first time. And so the more that you invoke telling the truth, the more you find out what truth is. The more that you show compassion, the more you find out what compassion is really all about. And so you've got to let that those things flow. And a lot of the fruits of the Spirit come through our emotions, come through our mental workings. So I want to interject a thought at this point. God is telling us that his principles work. In and of themselves, they work. All they need to do is be invoked. Remember 2 Corinthians 3:18, one of my favorite verses, because 2 Corinthians 3:18 basically shows you how the fruits of the Spirit work and shows you how the salvation process works. This verse speaks to our going from glory to glory. It is a glory to God. Each and every time we invoke the power of the Holy Spirit in bringing about a fruit of the Spirit or one of God's principles. And those are interchangeable. If I say fruit of the Spirit or I say principles, it's the same thing, because all of the fruits of the Spirit are godly principles and they're all designed to work. The meaning here, let patience have her perfect work, is speaking to the power of the design of godly principles. It is not enough just to know them. We must open them up, plant them, start them up, or put them into action. I came up with every metaphor I could think of on you kickstarting each one of these, invoking each one of these. It is not enough to just know them. Each glory has eternal effect on the development of our character. I saw a movie one time to give you a concept of this. It was a man, he was trying to teach two children something about life. And in his hand, he had an apple. And he said that if I just take this apple and throw it down on the ground, I get none of the benefits of that apple. The apple will, you know, germinate in the soil and all of that, and we might get an apple tree out of it. But I have the opportunity with this apple in my hand to make it a part of my soul. And so he then explained to the children, when I take a bite of this apple, it becomes a part of me. And then everything that I do for the rest of my life under the heading of eating food will be built on the fact of what you ate today. So there's a saying that says you are what you eat. Well, how can that be if the only aspect or the only truth about eating is that I eat and then I eliminate and then fresh slate. What I eat tomorrow has nothing to do with what I eat today, and what I eat today has nothing to do with what I eat tomorrow. Science has proved that that's not true. And so as this man in the movie explains to these two children, as he holds that apple in his hand, he takes a big bite of the apple, and he says, now that is going to go into my system, and it will be the basis of my system. It's going to change my system because I ate an apple with all of its benefits, with all of its vitamins and minerals that is in that apple. And so that's going to be the basis of the food that I eat tomorrow. And so an apple that you ate 30 years ago is still a part of you in essence, because everything that you do under the heading of eating food, and what does God say? Eat good food. Why does he say that? Why does the word of God show the principle of eating good food? So you'll understand what it is to take in and invoke a principle of God. Each glory has eternal effect on the development of our character. The phrase wanting nothing is both a concept and a warning. The concept is this. This is the meaning of wanting nothing. Do not allow any element in this world, in your own human nature or Satan, to stand between you and the full potential of any principle of God. Those principles, when fully invoked, have the power to mold character, or as the Bible says, conform us to the image of Christ. Let's take a look at that verse, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Did a whole sermon on this, and if you have the text in your hand, you see that there's a link over to a sermon called Glory to Glory. I believe I first gave that in Canada. It says, but we all, and so this is speaking to first fruits, so that all means all first fruits, all of those that are going through the salvation process. So during the millennium, during the second resurrection, this will apply to them, but we all. So, but we all first fruits, with open face, beholding in a glass the glory of God. That's talking about opening your Bible. So the picture here is when you open your Bible, the face of that Bible is now open. And what do we know about the Bible? It's the Word of God, and it is spirit. And we're talking about spiritual principles today. We're talking about fruits of the Spirit. All of these things are spirit. And you're able to understand them because God gave you His Holy Spirit. They're all connected. You cannot divide up the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit you have in you is a portion that is connected to all of the Spirit of God, including God Himself, who is a spirit in and through Jesus.